Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. That missing second grader from Mendenhall River Community School was found safe yesterday. The 7-year-old, identified by school officials only as Samuel, was not at the school when his mom arrived to pick him up yesterday afternoon. Juneau Police, the school district, First Student Bus Company, state troopers, Sea Dogs, and the Forest Service all helped in the search for Samuel. He was later found about dinner time near the intersection of Riverside Drive and Long Run Drive. Police did not explain the reason for the boy's temporary disappearance, but social media accounts yesterday suggested that Samuel may have simply just headed for a new friend's house after school. The Coast Guard cutter Storrs was recently added to the National Register of Historic Places, perhaps bolstering its chances of becoming a museum on Juneau's downtown waterfront. While the listing does not guarantee anything, Joe Geldof with the nonprofit Storrs Museum and Educational Center says it's another step toward bringing the ship to the capital city.
It's an acknowledgement that the Storrs is a truly historic ship worthy of preservation and protection.
The Storrs is currently mothballed at a shipyard in California. Since being decommissioned in 2007, Alaska's congressional delegation has made several attempts to transfer ownership of the vessel to the museum group, and Geldof thinks this is the year that it finally clears the political gridlock in Washington, D.C.
Things seem to be breaking free. So we're optimistic that in 2013, Congress will come through and authorize transfer.
The Storrs is a medium endurance cutter launched in 1942, originally assigned to the North Atlantic during World War II, protecting convoys from German U-boats. She was homeported on the East Coast until 1948, when the Coast Guard transferred her to Juneau. In 1957, the Storrs became the first American flagship to sail the Northwest Passage through the Arctic Ocean and then circumnavigate the continent. And following that journey, the Storrs was transferred to Kodiak, which remained her home port until being decommissioned. The ship was officially added to the National Register of Historic Places December 31st. Geldof says the listing may help the museum group with fundraising when and if ownership is transferred. Booking an international flight soon? Make it one ticket or be prepared to haul your own luggage. New airline baggage rules go into effect today, courtesy of the U.S. Department of Transportation. The separate ticket itinerary requires international passengers who have booked flights on individual airlines to claim their baggage and take it to the next airline. Marianne Lindsay of Alaska Airlines Corporate Communications says it will be an inconvenience for those who have not purchased a single ticket.
For example, if they're flying Juneau to Seattle and then Seattle to Hong Kong, and they were on two separate tickets purchased separately, they would need to, as they get off the plane in Seattle, claim their baggage and recheck it on the international carrier, paying the international carrier's bag fees, and go back through security.
Travel writers warn that if the first flight is late and you miss your connection, the second airline treats you as a no-show. That can mean having to buy a new ticket at a higher fare than the original ticket. But the new rule does not affect a single ticket for an international flight or domestic flights. Lindsay says Alaska Airlines will continue to check bags for passengers traveling on separate tickets for travel within the U.S. And for more information on this, go to our website at ktoo.org and click on the link in the story. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for more heavy rain for today. High temperature about 40 degrees.